Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is Renee. Welcome back to Renee's Heart to Heart. We thought we'd talk about our brains today. Here lately, I think mine is undernourished and not very well taken care of. So all the different things that we talk about on the Friendly Witch Doctor Show is about doing things that are healthy without much effort, eating the right foods, deep breathing, exercise, meditation. All of those things are of great benefit to our brains, all of them. I'm going to bring Shelly in because we talked about this after the show yesterday, and we also are very well aware of things like blue-green algae and things like that, which are considered very strong brain foods, as well as green leafy vegetables. All of it is because it's so good for your blood, and what travels through your brain all the time? Your blood. So let's bring Shell in so we can talk about this. I can't wait to tell her some of the things I found. I can't believe how many different kinds of equipment now you can buy to even hook up to your iPhone or your smartphone to help your brain. Good morning, Shell.
Good morning, Rainey. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I have a little bit of a cold, but other than that, doing pretty good.
Yeah, I hear it in your voice.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
I hear it in your voice this morning.
Yeah, but I'm doing pretty good. I think a lot of it also has to do with all the stuff we cleared from the other house. You know, sometimes you unearth a bunch of dust and stuff, and I noticed I was coughing a bit yesterday, and now today it seems to be settling a little bit more on the top of my chest. So, but other than that, I feel good.
Well, I have Austin and AJ both home with pretty good cases of tonsillitis. And they had to take Mai, who is 5, to the doctors this weekend. And the baby that just got over being so sick had to make a trip to the pediatrician yesterday for a sore throat and stuffy nose, etc. Has a lot to do with the weather, has a lot to do with the heat.
Yeah, and it was very overcast, and whenever it's overcast and it becomes the humidity and everything brings a lot of the atmospheric stuff down, people think that when it rains it, like, cleanses everything, but what it does is it brings a lot of the stuff that's, like, high up in the atmosphere down here, and a lot of times there's pollutants and stuff in it, and everybody always seems to get sick on those days, so it could be that, too.
Yeah. Well, I think that, AJ started coughing like 3 days ago, and I've been giving him stuff for the cough and massaging the middle of his back and doing stuff like that. But he, last night he said, "Grandma, it hurts when I swallow." I looked at his throat, and his right tonsil is the size of a quarter. So I could see where
better.
That might hurt a little bit. Yeah, lots of salt water and stuff like that. A little bit of baking soda in it, I'm sure, will clear it up today. He's not running a temperature, so I think that's a good sign. So I see that we have Elise on the line, and I ask her to join us today because I think when we talk about brain function, brain food, brain health, blue-green algae is right up there at the top of the list. So I'm going to bring her in. We're going to get this conversation rolling. Good morning, Elise. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
Sure. You want to share the little joke I made to you yesterday?
I was just, I'm half sleeping at 7 o'clock in the morning, so my brain is not as astute as yours is, but that was probably the funniest thing anyone has said to me in my year-long quest of learning about super blue-green algae. Renee had said to me, "I hope you can join us tomorrow. We're talking about brain health, and it's right up your algae." I love it.
I knew she'd crack up. I thought to myself, oh, that's just perfect. So let's talk about that. I mean, first I want to share something. When I started researching this, the most, there were advertisements from places like Hippocrates and Canyon Ranch and a lot of other places that are really too numerous to name about having a healthy lifestyle to support your brain function. And I didn't see very much about blue-green algae, although I'm already very much aware of that. But what took me by surprise was all these pieces of equipment that you can hook up to your phone now and stuff like that that's supposed to, like, supply brain waves, that's supposed to exercise your brain and fortify it. Have you guys seen all that stuff?
Well, I know there's a whole field of research called optogenetics, and I think that that's falling in that field with the microbes and the cyanobacteria, which open up neural pathways. So it probably has something to do with that.
Well, a lot of it sounded like like radio waves, like what's the word I want? Can't think of the word I want to say, but you know.
Light.
Say that again.
Laser light.
The one thing that I found was for this little piece of equipment that you hook up to your telephone, and it like puts some frequency, that's the word I wanted, some frequency in that's supposed to exercise your brain, almost like H-wave works on your body.
Well, that goes with vibration and energy light therapy. I mean, yeah, and there are definitely, you know, algae is at the forefront of all that vibrational science now, which is really pretty incredible. I mean, I've never heard of this stuff, except for when I was introduced to it 25 years ago, but you've known about this for some time now, and it's definitely the time to revisit checking it out because there are books being written about it, and not just for our health. They're using it for biofuel. They're looking at ways to make our planet healthier, utilizing algae as cell phone parts, I mean, all of our telecommunications. So I'm not sure if you're talking about that or you're just talking about the energy light frequency therapies that they're doing on the brain now, utilizing super blue green algae as the basis.
These are just, they look like little phones that you plug into the phone you already have, the one thing that I read about. But I would agree with everything you just said. Now, that stuff I'm aware of. I just was surprised to see these little pieces of equipment that supply the frequency that's supposed to be helping you. I guess it's almost like exercising your brain itself to keep it healthy and to keep the blood flowing. I would say that one of the most important things to brain health, aside from the things that we're going to talk about, the blue-green algae, the leafy green vegetables, oxygen, breathing, and having having enough oxygen in your bloodstream. I think I mentioned to everybody a couple weeks ago when Spike gave me a scare because he was in getting his last dose of chemo, and they checked his oxygen level, and it had dropped below 60. Your oxygen level is supposed to be in the 90s. If it's below 91 or 92, that's not good at all. So they were all set to put him in the hospital that day. So we sat him down, he relaxed a little bit, and they took it three or four more times. So on the way home, it scared me so bad, I thought, well, how the hell am I going to know if his oxygen level has dropped that much? So I stopped and got one of those little things that they put on your finger in the hospital, you know, that little thing that scrapes your fingertip?
Sure.
And it measures your oxygen level. So then when I went back to see the other doctor, I told him about that, and he said, if it ever goes below 90, you have to take him right to the emergency room. That's how imperative it is for your heart and your brain health to have that oxygen in there. This little piece of equipment cost me $35, and I would say to you, if you are struggling with somebody who is ill or who is weak from cancer treatments or anything else that's going on with them, this is a really nice, I mean, I have a blood pressure machine now, I have that, and I have scales. Those three things have been an integral part of this journey, keeping Spike in a good place when he's not with a doctor or in the hospital. So that oxygen level, though, if you have a really, really bad headache, check your oxygen level. If
and
you
most
have,
people are, don't know what you're talking about, but there's really a lot of truth at the heart of what you're saying. It's the oxygen crossing over the blood-brain barrier and migraine form, exactly, a lot from lack of oxygen.
Well, and years ago, we had kind of a funky therapist at the Institute, and he'd had a very interesting life. He had been a priest. He had been a therapist. He had been a doctor. He'd done all these different things. And I always struggled with bad headaches. And my team would come in my office and say, "You have a headache, don't you?" Just by the way I would hold my head and my eyes. And this therapist would have me stand up, put my arms straight out, turn my thumbs as far back as I can, and do circular motions backwards and forwards with my hands and my arms. And it would loosen up the stress in my neck and get the blood flowing again, and my headache would subside. So, you know, having enough oxygen and blood flow in your brain is imperative. Now, Michelle, what did you find out on your research?
Well, in addition to oxygen, also water. Okay, now again, this isn't nutritive, but just those two basic things, making sure that you're oxygenated enough and that you're not dehydrated. Dehydration causes so many health issues, and a lot of people don't even realize they're dehydrated. But when you're drinking a lot of coffees and sodas and other types of drinks, these don't give your body moisture. You know, you're satisfying a taste craving, but what you're not doing is you're not hydrating your body. Coffee is actually dehydrating to the body. It's almost like a diuretic. Sodas have no nutritional value and do not supply water to the body, so it's the worst thing that you can drink, especially if you're an athlete. And a lot of the energy drinks that are out there, like Gatorade and drinks like that, people think that they're hydrating their bodies when they drink them, and in reality they're not. There's been a lot of studies done on it. So Dr. Corinne Allen, medical doctor, there's a couple of different doctors who have written articles about this, Dr. Hugh Jenkins from Chicago, and there's a third doctor. They've all been doing studies now. Dr. Corinne is probably at the forefront of it. She actually tours the country and does lectures of the importance of just water, you know, drinking pure, fresh water. She does advocate alkaline water, and there's a lot of different companies that make machines that create alkaline water. You can buy alkaline water in, like, Whole Foods and things like that, but there's also a connection to having a higher alkalinity to the water. The brain is 85% water, and optimal brain function depends on the brain being appropriately hydrated, and that when it's dehydrated, you can get things like headaches, confusion, memory, short-term memory loss, things like that, where if somebody were to just drink some water, all of a sudden they would find that these things would all of a sudden improve. When I get headaches now, I do have a machine that makes alkaline water, and I don't use Excedrin or aspirin or anything anymore. If I get a headache, I'll drink like 8 ounces of what's called 11-grade water, which is high, high, high alkaline water. You wouldn't want to drink that nutritionally. I drink it medicinally. But if I drink 11-grade water, my headache will be gone in like 10 minutes. Amazing. And I have a friend of mine that used to suffer from migraines, and she can get rid of her migraines by drinking 11-grade water. And here she suffered with migraines for like 20 years, and this was something that solved the problem for her. And then I also found out, I went on the Internet and I found out Lumosity, which is one of the things we were talking about yesterday, that has like brain teasers, exercises that you can do from a logic standpoint to stimulate growth of neural pathways. And I think this is something that's important for people to understand, is that our brains don't stop growing. Like other organs in the body, you know, like the stomach and the pancreas and the liver, they are what they are. the brain does not stop growing. You can continually be developing neural pathways, which means as you get older, you can become smarter and sharper. And, I mean, you see people that are elderly that have, like, incredible memories, and they're very sharp, and they're very with it, and they haven't lost any of their cognitive abilities. And in these cases, you see that generally they have very good diets, they have good attitudes towards life, and they're constantly challenging themselves. They're always learning new things. They're always reading or challenging themselves, or like you had mentioned, doing crossword puzzles. But they're doing something that constantly stimulates that investigative nature of our mind. And when we're always exposing ourselves to new information, to new ideas, to learning, we actually are continually creating new neural pathways. And I'll go on more on that a little bit later, but there's some information about Albert Einstein I think everybody would find interesting. But those are two of the things, the water connection and to constantly be stimulating the brain to work actually keeps it healthier and keeps it functioning better.
Well, and I would agree with all that as well. Now, Elise, can you share with us a little bit about what you've learned about the blue-green algae and the benefits of that, and how do you suggest that people get their intake of green algae? I mean, I'm aware of it being frozen. I'm aware of it coming in, I mean, you know, in supplement. Do you want to share a little bit about what you've learned about that and the benefits of having that in your diet?
Sure. You know, I'm not going to be able to articulate as well as an expert on algae, but I have a lot of documents in front of me as far as going in and possibly, you know, reading a little bit about it. Right now in front of me, I actually have something about marine phytoplankton and the difference between that and algae. But basically, for, you know, the basics, spirulina, which a lot of people have heard of, that you can go into Jamba Juice and have spirulina added into your drink. Or you can order wheatgrass juice and spirulina is in it. The main thing that, you know, that I've been studying is spirulina versus something called, in short, AFA, in long, it's called Althanazaminon Sloth Aqua. It's basically a higher grade of spirulina, if you will. They're both purely blue-green microalgae. However, the big difference, spirulina is farmed. So only the AFA from Upper Klamath Lake, Oregon, is wild harvested. And literally, this is where people from all over the world, when they're looking for AFA, come. They go to Upper Klamath Lake. It's the only place that grows it in proliferation. And it's a very large lake. It's the largest bird migratory area in the whole Pacific Northwest. So when it comes to the cleaning and centrifuging process, that's imperative. So when you're standing in any juice bar, whether it's in downtown West Palm Beach or it's in Boca Raton or it's anywhere all over the country, most of these places, for whatever reason, are getting their blue-green algae from a place called, and I don't know if it matters if I mention it, but E3 Live. So I kept running up against this E3 Live, and I went on to find out that there are several harvesters on the same lake. And, you know, it really comes down to the bloom, the harvest, the extraction process, how these other harvesters are actually extracting the blue-green algae from the lake. And hands down, it's very, very important to ingest, to eat an edible algae that has integrity behind it, because much of the super blue-green algae that is taken out of this lake does not have integrity. So I'm reading right now that there is tremendous value in consuming the farm microfoods like marine phytoplankton, spirulina, chlorella, and dunniella. One must be very careful in which brands to use when buying farmed microalgae products. Sadly, tons of garbage has been and continues to be dumped in the ocean. Now, as far as microalgae goes, they come from the ocean, not from Klamath Lake. It's specifically the Althanazaminon Sloth Aqua that comes from Upper Klamath Lake in Oregon. The ocean has minerals, but it also has more toxins than Upper Klamath Lake. Only AFA from Klamath Lake offers the benefit of being a wild food. the mineral availability for the AFA is also very high. Exposure to airborne toxins, radiation, and pollution is limited by the unique geography of where the AFA is extracted. And I can tell you that I'm actually setting up a tour July 7th to show some VIPs exactly how this company harvests the bloom of the algae and where they're set apart from all these other, I think there's about a half dozen companies that harvest on the same lake. And when one of the scientists was giving a dissertation a couple months ago in Portland, Oregon, I don't know if he was kidding. I kind of missed it. So much of the symposium went over my head, but he said something about they literally use binoculars in these other companies trying to see what the heck this New Earth company does with their AFA. And they have these speed chiller boats from the process of extraction to preservation on freezer plate racks. It literally gets into the freezer plate racks within an hour's time, usually about 45 minutes. These other companies, they extract with these big tubes, like big siphoning tubes. So all of the bird silt and the feathers, and remember I said this is the biggest bird migratory path in the whole Pacific Northwest, this stuff needs to be cleaned on top of all the typical toxins that you can read about when you look up algae. And a lot of these other companies are leaving their AFA in these big tubes sitting in the sun all day long. And I have documents on that. I have documents on pigment analysis. I mean, really, really scientific stuff. So when it comes to eating AFA, I would not eat it from any other company other than New Earth, because the science, the research that I've done, it's incredible. And if anybody wants that information, I have it. You can email me, newearthfreedom@gmail.com. Let me go into another document here. Do you have any other specific questions that maybe I can...
Well, when you just explained how it's harvested and all that kind of stuff, what form does New Earth in particular, what form do they suggest you take blue-green? Like I said, I've seen it in supplements. I've seen it in frozen bottles. That's what we used to do at the Institute. It would come frozen. I used to take it, and for some of my guests that Anna Maria felt blue-green algae would help them a lot, I would freeze it like I do wheatgrass in ice cube trays. When they didn't have it, or they were too sick to do things like that, I would take ice cube trays, freeze the blue-green algae, or freeze wheatgrass, and every morning they'd get out and take one or two of the ice cubes out, put it in a glass, let it melt, and take it down. Now, we would also use juices sometimes because it's not always the best taste and it's pretty strong. So we would even use your own juice, if you can do that. A green juice with blue-green algae in it or with wheatgrass in it is incredibly helpful. How do you suggest that they take their algae?
I'm looking for an email that specifically addresses this. Let me just read. I want to address what you're saying about the freeze drying, because the process that New Earth uses is actually one step better than freeze drying. They actually spray it, and that's the information here. We don't freeze dry. It is one better. And then it suggests a website that New Earth has and a whole quality document, which I do have it opened up. Hold on, let me go into that document. So it's actually spray dried, and that's a little bit different. Here, let me go into chlorophyll comparison, quality assurance. Very conscientious about ensuring the quality of the wildcrafted algae we harvest, process, and market. Our microalgae is harvested and processed according to good manufacturing practices, GMPs. Every harvest undergoes stringent quality control, quality assurance procedures, ensuring that only the highest quality products are made available. In addition to in-house testing, regular analysis are conducted by independent laboratories. We use state-of-the-art equipment. We comply fully with all regulations of the Oregon Department of Agriculture, the ODA. They also audit our facilities on a quarterly basis, and they've granted approval of New Earth's testing procedures and the results attained. We utilize the expertise of world-class algae scientists to remain current with the latest research and technology available. For over 31 years, we have taken great pride in producing clean, safe, premium quality, naturally wholesome, nutritional whole food supplements. Let me look, let me answer a question about what exactly they do. Let's see, 228. Okay. Here it says we have hands down the best wild algae from Klamath Lake. There are three harvesters on the lake. One of them provides the algae for most of the brands you will find. One of them, I mentioned that company. We have third-party tested our product and theirs as well, and nearly every shelf brand that we can get our hands on. We use chlorophyll as the testing agent because it is a very fragile nutrient which degrades quickly in sunlight, heat, and or presence of oxygen. And there is a sheet attached that shows the results of these tests. This is what I'm talking about when I can email. It's too hard for me to articulate. That would be more Barb's, more Barb's realm.
Okay, but let's hone in, because a lot of this is going to be over a lot of people's heads. When you deliver blue-green algae, what form does it come in, Elise?
It is an edible powdered form. It is. I'm reading something right now that says low-temperature drying. This is pretty incredible. Once we have received test results from the independent laboratories, we proceed with the drying process using a low temperature under 105 degrees Fahrenheit spray drying technique called bioactive dehydration. This is patented. The proprietary oxygen guard system prevents oxidation during drying, which is extremely important as oxidation causes the algae to deteriorate. This is where a lot of the other companies, by not doing this low-temperature drying, where their algae just falls apart. So they pull this algae out, and ultimately it ends up being in a supplement form, much like a vitamin supplement, but completely the antithesis of a vitamin because it's not a synthetic rock. It's actually an edible raw food from the wild. So we call it a superfood supplement. And I don't know of any company that has anything even slightly near the capability of going into the body and affecting the DNA changes that can take place. And you guys were talking about migraines before. You know, a lot of the migraine and the brain health is also regulated by the digestion and getting that gut cleaned with probiotics on a daily basis. And the algae, although it's not a probiotic, It is Earth's most incredible protein source that allows enzymes to do their job on the probiotics. So literally, people who are taking probiotics, just like vitamins, most of it, you know, is not as effective as it could be because people don't realize that the probiotics need enzymes, but the enzymes need a whole food source, a really good, innate, incredible protein source that they can feed off of in order to activate the enzymes, the catalysts in the enzymes to break down the probiotics to work in a person's body.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I agree with that. I think Shelley and I both understand that part of it. Shelley's been in Oregon a few times. Is this the same lake you were talking to me about?
Yes, Klamath Lake, E3 Live is the, we used to do lectures when we were at the center regarding E3 Live. I have DVDs, and very similar. A lot of what Elise is saying, E3 Live purports a lot of the same manufacturing methods. They've been around for also about 30 years, and they were the... The center used their products in a tincture called Brain that also had the ASA in it. The center had, I think, four different supplements that use the ASA in it, which is that long word, the aqua whatever.
Right.
And it's the green algae. And yes, it's all from that same lake in Oregon. I'm wondering how they do that, if there's multiple companies collecting from the same lake. I wonder if they have to, like, stake out a region that's theirs. I'm kind of curious as to how that happens. But
that's where you were, right, Elise? That's where you were last month or something,
I haven't
right?
been, No, I have not been there yet in person. I have that tour set for July 7th, but, you know, I have email after email after research study. I have so many documents, and that's the thing. People like Shelley that are knowledgeable people that read and research, they just don't have the information that I have regarding the breakdown of the degraded pigments. I have an email right here, and it talks about chlorophyll being the canary in the mine shaft. It's very fragile, and its green pigments degrade quickly under heat or oxidation. The degraded pigments are actually named secondary and tertiary. Those that form first are secondary, then tertiary pigments are those that are not only highly degraded, they're actually toxic. So you know a product has been exposed to heat light when there are no primary undegraded pigments remaining in the food, which is this case sold by the E3 company. Now, these companies, well, I'll go on. The pigments will still show as green in water, but perhaps not the vibrancy you will find in our product. As for the fresh frozen, that is something I cannot even imagine using from them. It is harvested, and I've heard this from several sources, left on the boat for several hours until it is brought inshore. I know this is a fact. Then it's frozen in a barrel freezer, which can take weeks to fully freeze. Then it is thawed slightly to a bottle. Then it is frozen. It is then shipped where it could thaw again. Then it is frozen at home and slightly thawed each time you want to eat some. I have done taste tests with this product. It not only tastes terrible compared to ours, I think you can see that it hasn't retained the pigment profiles if you let it sit in water and look and then smell it. And then I have all the attachments for all the different pigment analysis. I mean, this goes on constantly. And a lot of the bigwigs, and I believe even the gentleman who now runs Hippocrates, they get lured with whether it's money or whatever it is. They get hammered pretty hard to come and join them. But when push comes to shove, if you want to go around that lake and have all these different harvesters talk about who's got the proprietary science behind their product, New Earth was the original, and they are the premier suppliers of super blue-green algae. It is a fact. It's just that they're not a flashy company. They're not going after these, you know, Brian Clements and all these other people at all these top places, and whether it's paying them or whatever they do with their marketing, they're really a more grassroots organic company that has millions of customers. I mean, they've been around for so long, but they're not marketing online the way a typical company markets. As you know, it's through network marketing. And it's done in a very, very honest way. So it's through people like me that pass along the information and are passionate about it. And, you know, it's I don't know what to say other than I have the information, and if you want it, it's here, and I can share it. And
the only thing I would say, Elise, just because you kind of put it out there, and so I'm just kind of giving the other side of the coin here, I don't doubt what you're saying about New Earth, and I would like to research the company more, but with regard to E3 Live, we did a lot of independent testing. When I was working there, I paid for it, so I know what happened. We did a lot of our own independent quality testing with these products, because what we did is the center had partnered with E3 Live to make what are called the Life Give a series of supplementation, which
supplement,
is created by Hippocrates. But what they do is Hippocrates isn't a supplement manufacturer. What the Institute did is they would align themselves with somebody who was making a pure, organic, live, whole food supplement, and then we would partner with them to patent it and call it Hippocrates Life Give, and they would make it exclusively for the center. E3 Live did that with four compositions that they actually sat down with the director on. They came up with these compositions through doing blood tests on people, seeing how they reacted to a particular, how, you know, so we were looking at evidentiary studies of a series of people that took a particular supplement, it changed their blood this way, and then they patented it for the Institute. So just so you know, it wasn't money changing hands. They weren't paying off the Institute to do this. There was actually research being done on the efficacy of these products. That's not to say that maybe the New Earth isn't better, but I want people to understand the integrity of E3 Live was proven many, many times, and it has great efficacy And I'd be curious as to study New Earth to see if, in fact, it's a better product. But E3 Live is an amazing product, and I want to make sure that people understand that from my standpoint, I still feel that that company also has good the sensors, supplements based on that E3 Live product, and E3 Live Direct have helped many, many people that I personally know.
I'm actually looking because, no, it's I have an email where Barb says to me, listen, I don't want to bash E3 Live. This is what she says to me, because taking algae is better than not taking algae. But we're comparing, if I have to make any kind of analogy to you, a Mercedes and maybe a Ford. You know what I'm saying? And the information is there for you, and it's incredible when you start learning about it. And I don't understand why so many people don't know this, but I guess they do a better job of marketing the E3 Live. I'm not quite sure, but when you start to look into, you know, all the information, the facts, hands down, it is a better product. That is what, you know, I see from all the research that I've been doing. We send out and batch test an independent lab several samples from every single day of harvest. They test for herbicides, pesticides, heavy metals, bacteria, microbial contamination, and for other algae contaminants. We additionally spot test random samples several times yearly from our stock. Let's see. I'm looking for
the
email where...
Girls, let me say something here. Let me intervene a little bit. I don't want to confuse people today. I want to give people some options. It's up to our listeners and the people who have started listening to us on a regular basis, especially for this show. The deal is blue-green algae, regardless of the branding, is imperative to really, really good health as far as your brain is concerned, as far as your blood is concerned, as far as even your gut is concerned. And I want to say that when I was a child, they talked about on innovative programming on television when they finally got to the point where it wasn't just the Little White Church and Drazen's fashion show on TV and Captain Kangaroo. They actually had learning shows. And they talked about, you know, all the things that are good for your body. So I want to make sure that everybody understands that Elise is immersed in this organization, and she feels very strongly about it. Shelley and I both were a part of the research that went on at the Institute, and I don't want to have anybody think that we're having a dissertation about which one is better. The truth of the matter is, if you use blue-green algae that has been harvested correctly, it's going to be of some benefit to your health. But they talked about the sea offering vegetables, dulse and sea vegetables and blue-green algae as being healthy 50 years ago. 50 years ago, at least, maybe 60 years ago, because I was just a kid when I first started and thought to myself, ew, who'd want to eat anything that all the fish poop on? I remember thinking that. But here's, you know, the whole idea of this show is to open up some arenas for people to research and find out for themselves and make up their own mind over what they want to use. I think both of these products, from everything I can pick up on, are running neck and neck. And, of course, if you immerse yourself in one, that's the one you're enamored by. If you immerse yourself in the other, that's the one you're enamored by. They are both in the running, I believe, for first place. The deal is, if you are struggling with your thought process, even depression, all of these things are going to be beneficial to you. Blue-green algae. There's also another supplement that most of you might be aware of, and that's called chlorella, which is another thing that helps you fight your addiction to sugar and helps you do a lot of other things like that. And another one that I take every single day because of my headaches is called Cell Food. And Cell Food is amazing. I have bought Cell Food
for my employees, for everybody that would come to me and say, I have a headache every day, and instead of having them take bottles after bottles of Excedrin and aspirin and all of those things, I'd buy them a small bottle of cell food. And you put that in your drink two or three times a day, and it takes some of the stress, puts some of the oxygen back into your bloodstream so the headaches will subside. So there's a lot of stuff out there that's going to help you. And I applaud all the research both of you have done. As we know, I don't think that's one of my strengths, so I don't get involved in a lot of these conversations, but I don't want to confuse anybody that's listening today. If you want to know more about New Earth Blue Green Algae, Elise is the one for you to contact. If you have other questions about any of Blue Green Algae's or any of the things that we talk about, you can research online and find out about all these things. And that's what I suggest. Letting somebody else lead the way is not taking ownership of what's going on in your own body. And we talk about that all the time as well. So, Elise, give us your email address again, please.
It's newearthfreedom@gmail.com. And Shelley, I would love, I've wanted for almost a year now to put Greenie on the phone with Barb, because Barb won't go at it with you. She's got a lot of class. Me, I'm just like, no, it's just my personality to want to set people straight, let's say. But Barb is not like that at all. And if you want to do some of your own research, I would highly recommend incorporating a private call with her where you can, you know, ask her questions and see what she has to say on it. Because I really do love this company. I found out about this company 25 years ago. I feel they're a big secret, and they will set a new standard in the industry of network marketing because of how they roll. They don't roll with all the hype and the flash and the slickness and, you know, the typical top-earning bullshit artist, if you will. Sorry, can I say that, Rainey?
Sure.
They have more integrity.
You're a big girl.
More integrity, more authenticity. I would never be stepping foot in this industry if it wasn't for this company. And I do have an edge because I was introduced many years ago by a gentleman who is currently the top LA producer for one of the hit shows about aliens and UFOs, and he travels the world and interviews former presidential people and army sergeants and what have you, lieutenants, not lieutenants, whatever you call that, who have had sightings on UFOs, and apparently the super blue green algae is alien food. It's an incredible, it works miracles in the body, and I've seen my own personal results from it. So, you know, I'm just a little, I guess you could say, passionate about it, but I would highly recommend you both having a call with her just to,
sure,
you know, get to know the company a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I don't see any problem in that. Shelley, of course, will be driven to do this because Shelley's writing a book, and the book she's writing will sort out the differences between lots of these things, I believe, because she is, she's evaluating and testing and trying, and most of the things that she feels strongly about are things that have helped her personally. So you're both in the same place, and I don't think Shelley was trying to, compare E3 Live and New Earth more than just to say that, and I will say this on Hippocrates' behalf as well. I worked there a long time. And as far as the supplements that are in the store, the powers that be at that institute check, recheck, and recheck. He was a stickler about making sure that everything was the way he wanted it to be. Now, whether that's
we
right
always,
or wrong is another story, but he always examined.
Yeah, we always had to use third-party independent labs, so there was a lot of research done. I do want to, because we're running out of time, I do want to touch on the cholesterol connection, because this is something that with everybody taking cholesterol-lowering medication is a huge issue, and it's causing more brain dysfunction than almost anything else right now. There was an article I found by John Gray, the author of Women Are From Venus, Men Are From Mars, and he's actually launched a campaign now. He's got a website and everything else. He's really going after educating people about natural ways of healing their body and about the truth behind cholesterol and cholesterol-lowering medication. Can we touch on that now?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, well, the site I found, it's called Mars Venus MV Blogs. It's by John Gray, who's the author of what I just said. And he's got a lot of books out, and he's been an advocate of understanding how the different sexes operate, that women and men, actually, their brains function differently. He's been researching this his entire life. So I love his research. I've seen him speak. He's got a book out now called Venus on Fire, Mars on Ice. It's a sequel to the original book that came out decades ago. And in that, he talks about hormonal balances and how that's causing a lot of dysfunction for people, what causes hormonal imbalances. He also talks about cholesterol in that same book. So it's one of the books I'm using for my research. But he says here, many people believe that managing cholesterol is key to preventing heart disease. That is not necessarily so. About half of heart attack patients turn out to have perfectly normal cholesterol. When Harvard researchers analyzed data from the Nurses' Health Study, they found out that about 82% of heart attacks and other coronary events were linked to smoking, excessive alcohol consumption, obesity, a lack of exercise, and poor diet, not high cholesterol. Low-density lipoprotein, which is the LDL, is one of five major groups of lipoproteins that enable the transport of fat through your bloodstream. LDL is often called bad cholesterol because studies have shown that higher levels of this type of LDL particles are associated with heart problems, including cardiovascular disease. Unfortunately, the standard cholesterol test doesn't make the distinction between good and bad cholesterol. You can have sky-high LDL with a low risk for heart disease. Conversely, even if your LDL is low, your risk for heart disease can be found. So now listen to this. Over 11 million people take, this is a staggering number, over 11 million people take statin drugs, which include Lipitor, Zocor, Provacol, and Mevacor. These drugs are advertised as some of the most promising drugs today and for the future. However, they do have a dark side to them, one which is not being explained to patients. These statin medications can help some patients with high LDL, but if your LDL is type B, the one he was just talking about, but you probably don't need a statin or any other cholesterol-lowering drug if you have type A LDL. Overall, however, statins don't do much for preventing a heart attack in patients who don't have existing heart disease. So if you're generally healthy and your only symptom is high cholesterol, you probably should reconsider even taking a statin or any other cholesterol-lowering drug, because some of the users of these cholesterol-lowering statin drugs, like Lipitor, Crestor, and all the others, have voiced concerns that the drugs elicit unexpected cognitive side effects, such as memory loss, fuzzy thinking, and learning difficulties. Hundreds of people have registered complaints with MedWatch, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration Adverse Drug Reaction Database. A recent study published in Pharmacotherapy found that 75%, this is a very large number, 75% of patients who took statins reported memory loss or other cognitive problems. The same study found that 90% of patients who stopped their medications had rapid mental improvements. 25% of the body's cholesterol is found in the brain. Cholesterol is a waxy substance that provides structure to the body's cell membranes. High levels of cholesterol in the blood create a risk for heart disease because the molecules that transport cholesterol can damage arteries and cause blockages. However, cholesterol plays a crucial role in brain and formation of neural connections to help memory and learning, quick thinking, and rapid reaction. So what he's saying here is you have to find a balance between your diet. Instead of taking drugs that artificially lower cholesterol because it affects the cholesterol sheath in the brain, you have to control cholesterol with diet. And he goes on, I mean, the article is much, much longer than this. He's got several blogs up on the website, very, very informative. I'm not going to read the whole article. There's also another article by David Perlmutter, who's a neurologist. He's an MD specializing in neurology. He also has a whole full-page blog on the effects of cholesterol-lowering medication, that too many people are put on it when they actually don't have life-threatening cholesterol, and that studies are showing that there is massive effects on cognitive ability, memory loss, and things like that. So this is
well. I want to say on that, it is general procedure when you are over the age of 65 to walk in to a doctor's office. They check your blood. They do, you know, they do a blood test immediately, and that gets sent out to a lab. And within 3 days or so, you're put on some kind of cholesterol medication. You're put on some kind of blood pressure medicine. You're put on all these things because they have numbers that set the plateau. And what they fail to recognize or fail to take into account is the person. And that's what hurts. It's common. I had somebody, when I went to get my new glasses, she's filling out the health form. She says, what kind of cholesterol medicine are you on? I said, I don't take cholesterol medicine. She said, what do you take for your blood pressure? I said, I breathe deep. And she goes, she turns around and looks at me and she goes, you don't take any medication? And I said, no. I said, is there a problem with that? Can I not get my glasses if I don't take medication? And she looked at me and laughed, and she says, no, but she said, this says you're 65. And I said, I am 65. And she says, and she swings around on her little stool again. She looks at me, and she said, I'm only 60, and I take all those things. And I said, I'm sorry. But I thought to myself, now, see, even her, she just assumes that right. I should be on these medications. So the whole point here is that we no longer look at the person. We no longer analyze or assess what's going on with an individual. It's just like Spike's cancer treatment. Everything, oh, this is normal. This is normal. Oh, yeah, well, some people go for 6 weeks and have this. Some people go for 4 weeks. Even the nurses talk to you about this. And, of course, there's websites, too, where you can compare notes with other patients and things like that, which I think is all good. I don't think it's bad. But the problem here is that means that we all get treated like cattle. And it means that every cow is the same. And every cow isn't the same. So when you talk about any of the things that we talk on this show, you have to have some individuality into this. Individuality has to come into play.
Yep.
And
interestingly enough, what we were just talking about, that Dr. Perlmutter I just want to read one line because it kind of says it all. A recent study available on the NIH. Now, this is a government site, by the way, the NIH Public Access site. This is a government-funded site. Researchers showed that, wow, I got to get my teeth in straight. Researchers showed that in the elderly, the best memory function was observed in those with the highest levels of cholesterol. Low cholesterol is actually associated with increased risk for depression and even death. And this is on a government site, on the NIH site.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and like I said, and they take the biggest number. You know, they do an average, just like we're taught to do when we're in school, averaging things out. You add all the numbers together, and then you divide them by what you added in, and you come up with an average. And that's all well and good for a lot of different things, but it really isn't all well and good for the human body.
Right.
So some people, when they start taking all this, I mean, at the end of chemo and radiation, Spike was so lightheaded, you know, like he'd go to stand up, and if I wasn't standing beside him, the car better be beside him, otherwise he'd have wiped right out. And the doctor says to him, do you get dizzy? And he goes, oh, well, and I said, yes, he gets very dizzy. Well, tell me again what medications you're on. So I reel them all off because I keep a list of them in my purse, but I also know them in my head. He says, oh, you got to quit taking that heart pill. You don't need that anymore. So what the hell were we waiting for? For him to fall down and instead of needing the heart pill, he needs concussion pills? I don't understand. And every time you walk into a doctor's office, they ask you for that list again, like they never heard about it before. So it's disarming. I guess the reason I'm bringing all this up about doctors is because when we talk about the wonderful things that are available to most of us out there in the world of live food and good stuff, it's your best route, everybody. It's your best way to get healthy. Every time you take a prescription of any kind, the side effects, well, you see it on TV all the time, the disclaimers are outrageous. There is no disclaimer to blue-green algae, is there, girls?
Well, it's just a general disclaimer, I guess. You know, the FDA, we do not, blah, 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 but I swear by the stuff.
But do you tell people, well, be careful if you take too much blue-green algae, you're not going to be able to function sexually?
Actually, well, you know what? Some people, the chlorophyll hits them so hard, it you do have to go slow with it because it is so, it's profoundly powerful in the body. So it depends. Some people might need more. I might have to tell them, listen, if you don't feel anything, you're going to need to take more, or go slow, proceed with caution, because it really does hit some people upside the head, like, whoa, like my body's getting really good stuff. Or you have retracing, which I've definitely had, you know, with the eczema. It's pulling the toxins out of your body, so sometimes you go through the bad before you can get clear and get the good.
Mm-hmm. Well, but that's
those
not
are cleansing
the same
reactions,
thing.
Please. Those aren't side effects. Those are actual natural part. Anytime you go on any cleansing procedure for a couple of weeks, you might have that retracing, or you know, those are cleansing reactions. Cleansing reactions are different from side effects. Side effects are something that will continue while you're taking that product and get worse and worse and worse. Cleansing reactions might start, you know, aggressive, but they will clear as the body cleanses more and more of the toxins out. So a cleansing reaction and a side effect are actually two different things.
Right.
Well, so like I said, the deal, plus that, food is food, everybody. Food is nourishment. Edible stuff is edible stuff. And, I mean, it's like wheatgrass. Wheatgrass is amazing. But if you drink too much wheatgrass and have never done it before, you will be sick as a dog. I'm not talking about warning people about too much of a good thing. I'm talking about the disclaimers that you hear on the ads all day long, especially the ones that have to do with depression and things like that. I mean, the disclaimers are, you may lose hair, you may not remember your mother. I mean, good God, it's outrageous. That's what I'm talking about.
And all the depressants have suicidal tendencies as a potential side effect. That one always blows my mind.
So we're almost out of time, but I think can we sum up a little bit? We only have 1 minute. Sum up a little bit some of the most important things. Exercising your brain with reading, kind of testing it. Right, testing your brain with little things like we talked about the other day, the crossword puzzle. Shelley mentioned Luminosity. I think that's an awesome place to go and see if you can't, activate your brain cells a little bit. Breathing deep is imperative and costs you nothing and is easy to do. You don't have to stand up. You don't have to do anything. You just have to take some deep breaths. And things like blue-green algae, things like chlorella, things like good water, lots of water, Shelley was right. A lot of times being dehydrated can give you a massive, massive headache. So do the things that you know feel right to you. That's the whole point. And if you have any questions, you can always contact me on my Facebook page or at reni.brewer91@gmail.com, and I will put you in touch with either one of these ladies or Monica and see if we can't help you. But everybody go out there and have an awesome day. Thank you so much, ladies. God bless everybody. Be back tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Reni. Thanks, Elise. Talk to you all in the morning.